The temps are warmer, you've mowed the lawn, and maybe even turned on the AC a time or two. It's definitely spring. So StealADealSBI.com is having their spring sale. Log on Friday at noon to get first access to local deals up to 50% off. StealADealSBI.com. This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
This is AM Springfield. ABC News is next, followed by your local news, weather, and sports. This is Sports Radio 92.3 FM, 1450 AM, WFMB Springfield.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In Surfside, Florida, the search goes on for anyone who might have survived the condominium building collapse.
We're holding up because we're all holding up for that hope, for that faith that we are going to be able to rescue somebody.
Miami-Dade County Fire Chief Andy Alvarez, ABC's TJ Holmes, is near the scene just north of Miami Beach.
Hope is the word here because the 2010 earthquake in Haiti, someone was pulled out of that rubble after 27 days. 2013, Bangladesh, you had someone pulled out of the rubble after 17 days when a building collapsed there. 1995, you had a woman pulled out after 16 days after a building collapsed there.
Nine confirmed dead in the collapse. 152 people are still unaccounted for. Saying that Iranian-backed militia have become a serious threat to U.S. personnel, the U.S. has launched a new airstrike along the Iraq-Syria border.
This is the second such attack ordered under the Biden administration. The last one came in February after rocket attacks that damaged a base in northern Iraq and killed a civilian contractor. A defense official says the site hit by the U.S. last night had command, control, and logistics capabilities for more attacks.
ABC's Julia McFarland at the Foreign Desk. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting with Pope Francis at the Vatican today. Their discussion coming as U.S. Catholic bishops voted recently to draft a statement that may admonish Catholic politicians, including President Biden, who take communion and still support abortion rights. The sun still beating down in the Pacific Northwest. ABC meteorologist Rob Marciano is at a cooling center in Portland, Oregon.
112 yesterday here in Portland, 104 in Seattle, 116 in Lytton, British Columbia. That's an all-time record for the entire country of Canada. And people are doing anything they can to cool off, hitting the sprinklers, the fountains, the lakes, the rivers. People in this convention center, cooling center here, they got cots, they got water, they got food and air conditioning.
Police in France are still looking for the woman who held up that cardboard sign at the Tour de France over the weekend. Stepping in front of the cyclist, she caused a chain reaction pileup of riders. This is ABC News.
Best News business analyst Jill Schlesinger with a quick tip from H2O Wireless on stretching your budget and saving money every month. Start with your recurring monthly bills, and here's the easiest one, your cell phone bill. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile charge premium rates for unlimited data, when in all actuality, you have no need for that much data. H2O Wireless, on the other hand, is on the exact same network as one of those carriers, but charges you half. The average family of four is saving over $70 a month without having to sacrifice coverage. And listen to this, unlimited talk, text, and 15 gigs of data for just $36 per month. Switching is as easy as swapping out your SIM card. You can keep your phone and your phone number. Here's how to get the best deal. This month, dial #250 and say keyword get H2O. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250 and say get H2O for this exclusive offer and start saving today.
...73 degrees in the capital city, up to 74 now at 7:03. I'm Greg Hall, live sports radio, 92.3 FM, 1450 AM news headlines. Top story, the State Journal Register, a Sangamon County jail inmate has died in the emergency room of HSHS St. John's Hospital, taken there yesterday morning after 9:30 and pronounced dead there by hospital staff. Inmate's identity is not being released until relatives are fully notified, and the circumstances have also not yet been released. A rural Nokomis man is charged with attempted first-degree murder after allegedly driving his concrete mixer into a squad car while it was parked in the man's driveway. According to a Montgomery County Sheriff's Department release, 57-year-old Barry Spears allegedly drove the mixer into the squad car as a deputy was searching its trunk while there on a domestic disturbance call. The deputy moved out of the way and was not injured. Spears then allegedly entered his home and set it on fire. Bond for Spears set at $300,000. The National Weather Service is checking if it was a tornado that damaged trees and power lines in the Skyline Heights subdivision on Saturday near Abraham Lincoln Capital Airport. Some trees landed on houses there. The storm moved into Logan County, where meteorologists said it briefly touched down in corn and soybean fields near Cornland. Let's take a look at sports. Here's Paul Packelhoffer.
Thanks, Greg. Major League Baseball, Dodgers whip the Cubs 7-1. Cubs will be in Milwaukee tonight to open a three-game series against the Brewers. We'll have a broadcast at 6:35. Cardinals fall to the Pirates 7-2. Mariners beat the White Sox 3-2 in the completion of Saturday's suspended game. The White Sox won the regularly scheduled contest 7-5. 74 degrees in Springfield. Let's get a weather update from Storm Team 20 meteorologist Brian Sherman.
Good Monday morning, everyone. The soggy pattern continues across central Illinois. We'll expect a little bit of sunshine as we head throughout our Monday, with chances of showers and thunderstorms as we head throughout the day as well. High temperatures heading for the middle 80s today, with a southwest wind at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight. Chances for showers and thunderstorms continuing. Overnight lows dropping into the low 70s. And we keep the showers and thunderstorms under the forecast Tuesday. High temperatures still holding into the mid 80s by Tuesday afternoon. Thunderstorms continue for Wednesday as well. We'll be on the watch out for heavy rain. High temperatures into the low 80s by Wednesday afternoon. I'm Storm Team Meteorologist Brian Sherman.
Bedrock Materials is the home of Dino and the Mammoth Scoop, located at 3600 North Dirksen Parkway. Bedrock Materials carries six types of quality mulch, including playground mulch, and they have pulverized black dirt and organic compost. You'll find over 30 bins of decorative landscape gravel sold in bulk and weighed on their state-certified scale, so you get exactly what you pay for. Bedrock Materials also accepts clean concrete for recycling. Give Dino a call at Bedrock Materials at 217-525-DINO. That's 525-3466.
Because of the extreme market demands, we need vehicles. And at Landmark Chrysler Jeep and Landmark Ford, we are willing to pay you more than what you paid for your car when you purchased it. That's right. If you bought a pre-owned vehicle in the last 4 years, Landmark will probably pay you more than you paid. Plus, you can leave with a check the same day. The same day. Due to Landmark's large, loyal customer base, every car is in high demand. So whether you have 0 miles on that car in your driveway or a million miles on it, whether it's 1 year old or 100 years old, Landmark needs your car. Still have a payoff? No problem. Have blemishes or damage to the vehicle? No problem. Trading in somewhere else? No problem. We need all vehicles, all makes and models, all mileage, no matter what the condition, and we will pay you more. Only at Landmark Ford and Landmark Chrysler Jeep on Prairie Crossing Drive in Springfield.
You always do better.
Ward 10 Alderman Ralph Hanauer invites you to his fundraiser today, 4:30 till 6:30 at Papa Frank's on West Wabash. Just $35 for a single and $50 per couple. Enjoy some great camaraderie and outstanding appetizers from Papa Frank's, a Saputo's Italian restaurant. Continue to support Ward 10 Alderman Ralph Hanauer. Attend his fundraiser this afternoon till 6:30 at Papa Frank's on West Wabash, across from Green Toyota.
Paid for by friends of Ralph Hanauer.
Hey, you should move over. Red Right Return.
Right, Red Right Return.
No, just Red Right Return because you're...
No, I'm saying Red Right Return, but then right to agree.
Okay, but you're on the...
I should have said correct. I know it's Red Right Return, but...
You're on the left and it's Red Right Return. Red Right Return!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive has you covered as a leader in boat insurance. Get a quote today at progressive.com.
Oh, I was on the left. Right.
Please stop talking.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Got big travel plans this summer? Let Jim Examus in Lincoln put you in an SUV. Ford EcoSport, Escapes, Explorers, and some super nice Expeditions. Just arrived are some sharp Lincoln MKCs, Corsairs, and Aviators. Late model Mazda, Toyota, Chevy, GMC, BMW, and many other sport utility vehicles now at Jim Examus.
Find us online at jimexamus.com.
Yes, you can.
It's the 27th annual Sports Radio 92.3 FM and 1450 AM Cubs bus trip to Wrigley Field. Friday, June 9th. Cubs and Cards in a 1:20 first pitch. Buy your tickets now. Just call 528-3033. Weekdays 8 till 5 and charge by phone. Go to sportsradio1450.com for complete Cubs bus trip details.
9 minutes past the hour. Good morning to you. 74 degrees in Springtown. We're maybe going to get high about 85 today. Partly sunny, chance of showers. We just heard it from Wade Muller. It is raining over in Jacksonville, and then the radar may show that's heading this way, so we'll let you know. Let's say good morning to the asphalt guy, David Friesen. Hi, David. How are you?
Hey, we're doing pretty good. Can quit raining any time.
Boy, isn't that for sure. Isn't that for sure when you try and do some outside work. Hey, you are the asphalt guy, but I want to remind everybody, we don't talk about it very much. You folks also do concrete, whether it be driveways, sidewalks, whatever. You can do that. Tell us about the concrete operation.
Well, you know, many times we get a call and people say, well, I know, you, like you said, we do the asphalt. They say they've got a concrete driveway and many of the driveways and their development subdivision or such, or they just have a preference for concrete. They say that they'd like to replace their concrete driveway with concrete again, or it's in bad shape, and they'd like for me to come and take a look. I do, and many, you know, times it's really not a bad option to come back in and take that old concrete out. We've got equipment for that to do the demolition and then come back in, form that concrete back up, either in the same size and configuration that they've got designed, or to change that and go bigger or whatever that they're needing, and then pour a new concrete driveway so that they can then end up with a nice new driveway so that they're ready to go for many, many years. So we have the experienced concrete finishers to do that with as well. So we'd really like to talk to you about your driveway or sidewalk project. We're interested in your project. We've done highway work for a number of years, and then now, with my experience, we're able to bring that back down to the residential and commercial work. And we bring a lot of strong construction techniques and principles back to the residential work so that you end up with a long-lasting, durable project that I think a lot of folks are looking for.
Absolutely.
It provides them a good value.
Asphalt Guys, how they can find you, asphaltguy.com, Google that, or a phone number. How about a phone number, David?
Hey, you just call 217-754-3396, and we'll be happy to make an appointment, come look at your project, and get you a free estimate. We'd be happy to do that. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Have a good day.
Sure.
12 minutes past, we say welcome to the show to Springfield Chief Police Chief Kenny Winslow. How you doing?
Good morning, Sam. Thanks for having me today.
Mark, pleasure. What's going on? What's high on the agenda? What are we concerned about this time of year in particular?
It's that time of year where we're looking for new officers.
Yeah.
Obviously, last year with the pandemic, we went through a hiring freeze, and that's got us way down. We're now about 37 officers down as of today. Had a young man retire yesterday.
But when you say young man, are you like how many years had this young man gotten in?
He did 20.
Okay. Is that the minimum required for police for retirement?
That is correct.
Okay. So I had heard at one time it's 25. It's 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years is the bare bones minimum.
And so you had one walk. Is that becoming more common when guys or gals get to 20? They're saying enough?
No, we don't see a lot leave at 20.
Okay.
Most of the officers leave around 25 to 27 years on the typical age there where they get there. You have to be 50 years of age with at least a minimum of 20 years. But most officers to reach that 50-year age limit earn that 25 to 27 year mark typically.
You have seen more of that though. People that might have gone past 25, 26, 27, 28. That's not the case anymore, is it? Not very often.
No, that you are correct. You know, the times that we're in right now, there's a lot of officers who thought about doing another year or two, decided just to hang it up. And then we've had a lot of young officers who have, you know, 3-4 years on, have decided that this career is running for them, and they're deciding to go ahead and get out before having to do the additional time.
Chief Winslow, it goes without saying, when people hear that you're 26 officers down, the concern is how adequate is the city being covered? How have you addressed that? I know you and your staff have addressed that.
Yeah, we changed our operation shift to 37 officers. I'm sorry, excuse me. We are down 37 officers. We've changed our operations hours to 12-hour shifts. With that said, you know, we're still out there providing adequate coverage, but not as much as we'd like to. A lot of things that we used to do have been kind of put on the backside. We've had to transfer officers back out of specialty positions into operations. It's one of those things that we're getting by. We haven't really cut any services completely yet, but we've pared a lot of it down. We're just not doing everything that we used to do as well as we used to do.
Are you doing this with a lot of overtime then? When you say the 12-hour shifts, does that mean it's just dividing their 40 to 45 hours over a certain amount of time, or are they working more now?
No, we do have some overtime, but I'll be honest, the overtime is going unfilled. Officers aren't signing up for the additional overtime right now. You know, the 12-hour days are long days on the officers. Sure. Our ultimate goal is to get back to our former 9-hour shifts, 5 on, 3 off. But I don't anticipate us getting there until probably next summer at the earliest.
What's the attitude, Chief Winslow? I mean, there's no profession probably more under scrutiny, chastised, criticized, evaluated more than police. Not necessarily just in Springfield, nationwide, but that has to permeate down to some people here in Springfield. How challenging is it to keep everybody with somewhat of a positive attitude?
It's very difficult. You know, the young officers that we are seeing leaving the field, many I've talked to are completely getting out, but then we've lost some to other states where they think it's a little more police friendly than Illinois right now. Right now, you kind of have a perfect storm. We had the pandemic, we had the civil unrest, and then you throw the police reform bill on top of that. And a lot of officers are just kind of throwing their hands up saying, you know, I'm going to look for a better opportunity for me.
How impactful was the police reform bill?
It is, you know, and I can tell everybody, as with any law, you may not always agree with it. There's some good things in there, some bad things in there for us. Things are going to make our job a little more difficult. But, you know, overall, there are some good things in there. Additional training requirements, hopefully some funding to come along with that. You know, we believe in holding our officers accountable. So the decertification process that we were able to work through and get improved, some of the things we got in the trailer bill to try to clean some stuff up. But it's still, there's some things in there that, you know, law enforcement would love to see changed or taken out. But unfortunately, that's not the reality we live in. So we just have to move forward, adapt, and continue to evolve.
How difficult to tell the public that Officer Chauvin did not represent the majority of police officers? I say maybe 1-2% at the most. We don't hear about the other 90-95-98%, but that has to be just challenging.
It does. Whatever happens in law enforcement across the country, whether it's in Minneapolis or Ferguson or L.A. or New York, wherever, it doesn't matter. It affects all law enforcement everywhere. Everybody paints us with a broad brush and sees us as one. We are one family, but unfortunately, I don't know anybody in this family who believes that Officer Chauvin did the right thing. I've never seen training provided like that. Every chief I've talked to, every officer I've talked to, they all agree that he went beyond and he's being held accountable for his actions.
There was at one time, and maybe still be a loyalty, the blue code, call it whatever you want, where officers protected each other. They probably have to do that to some extent, I would think. I'm not trying to relate teaching being that way, but if there was a teacher in trouble, even if we didn't necessarily like that person, we went to at least help them out in a situation. Is it difficult to find that line for police officers to maybe intervene in a situation where another officer may be overstepping the line?
You know, no, I don't believe so. In my career, I've been here 27 years. I'm in my 27th year right now, and there's officers who always stepped up to intervene. When they see the situation is escalating, there's been many times that you tag out. You tap out. You know, hey, I got this. You interject somebody else to try to de-escalate it.
Right.
You know, we've had a duty to intervene by law for a long time, even though they just formally put it in Illinois law, but the Supreme Court has had that in there for 20 years. And it's something that we've always taught that, you know, if your officer, if somebody isn't handling the situation appropriately, it looks like it's escalating, somebody tag in and take him out. Do him a favor. That's the blue code. That's helping him out to get him out of that situation. But again, you know, we've had many officers who come forward when our officers do something wrong. They address it with them, and a lot of times it's just minor, and we deal with it. Sometimes it's a training issue. Sometimes it's a discipline issue. I always say that if we mess up, we fess up, we correct, and we move on, and that's all you can do.
Let's talk about recruiting minorities. I know it's always been a priority of every law enforcement agency in the country. Springfield's tried to address that for 30, 40 years. What can we do? What are the challenges? There appears to be just not a big number of minorities who want to go into law enforcement.
No, you're correct. Recruiting minorities or even just officers in general right now is very difficult and challenging. Typically, in the minority communities, it hasn't been a popular field to get into. We have made some headway over the last 7-8 years in that area. We've been very successful with recruiting females over the last 10-15 years. So, again, we're making some headway. What we've learned is that it's that personal contact. It's no different than if you're a college coach and you're recruiting a player for your basketball or football team. It's that one-on-one consistent contact. You can't just make contact with somebody that's interested in the field of law enforcement now, give them a card with some information, and think that's going to be the end of it. Our recruiters go out, they make contact initially, they follow up in 15 days, they follow up again in 30 days, and then so forth. You have to have more than one positive contact with these individuals. Right now, if you're interested in current law enforcement, you can go anywhere. You can go anywhere in the country right now. Everybody is hurting. Everybody's looking for bodies. So we have to be competitive.
Springfield Chief Ken Winslow is visiting with us. Let's talk about what are the qualifications necessary to become an officer in the Springfield Police Department.
You have to have a high school diploma or GED. But what I tell everybody, this is a competitive process. I think 83% of our department currently have bachelor's degree. I think 3% have master's degrees. And then there's several with associate's degrees or 60 hours credit toward a bachelor's. We strongly encourage continuing education, but you don't have to have that to test or to come on the department.
So what can they do? Is there a class? Are you looking today? Is there a class soon to go through? How's this going to work?
Yeah, so we're starting for our eligibility list. We are testing July 30th for the physical, 31st for the written exam. Deadline to apply is July 25th at 11 p.m. They can go to our website, springfield.il.us, to learn more about the testing process and the benefits or to contact a recruiter. But that's what we're looking right now is trying to establish that list for upcoming hires for a January class.
A January class. So that's as early as you're going to be able to get people, well, not even in January. That just starts the class, you say.
No, correct. It takes about a year to train people. So what we're looking at is that when we do the testing at the end of this month, then you got to follow that up with oral interviews. Then you got background checks. Then you got a psychological exam, a medical exam. So it's a lengthy process. There'll be a step in the process every month from now till January. Offers will be made in probably mid to late December.
How old? What's the age requirement?
You have to be 21 years of age.
21 years of age.
Or you can be 20 with 60 hours of credit toward a bachelor's degree or an associate's degree. Or you can be with a maximum age of 35, but you can be over 35 if you have prior full-time military experience.
So if somebody is in one law enforcement agency right now and wants the lateral to Springfield, do they also have to go through this process?
There is a process for laterals. It is not the process we're talking about today. Today is about entry level. But if they'd like to learn more about that, it's the same website, and we give the lateral test monthly. And the requirements for a lateral is 18 months of previous law enforcement experience at a full-time academy, or 3 years previous experience at a part-time academy.
How quick can a lateral get be a member of the Springfield Police Department if they decide to go from a law enforcement agency and try to get on with Springfield? What's the time frame there?
We rush it through right now, about 2 months, 2.5 months to get somebody through.
All right. So, what are you looking for mentally? We know the physical part. We know there's going to be a test. There's a background check. We know the age and we know the education requirements. What are you talking about the right personality to be a police officer?
Well, what I tell people all the time is that I'm looking for somebody who has good common sense, somebody who has the ability to learn, a strong desire to serve our community, somebody who has a strong moral compass with a true north, somebody who is compassionate, has empathy, and willing to give. And that's what we're really looking for. We'll teach you everything else, but I can't teach you your morals and values. You have to come with those now. And that's something that's it's a no-starter if you don't have those. If you don't have those things, those are the people that we're going to wash out immediately. But that strong willingness to serve in a challenging time. You have to be willing to give back, and it's not a Monday through Friday job. It's shift work. But when done right, there's not a more rewarding career or noble career than that of law enforcement when it's done correctly.
You talk to other law enforcement officials around the state, probably around the nation. This is just not a Springfield situation, is it?
No, it's not. You know, and I even talked to some of the chiefs in what we call destination cities, those cities who have mountains and beaches around, and everybody is struggling for law enforcement. Again, right now, I think the national narrative, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent, has played a strong effect on the ability to recruit right now and those who are entering. And, you know, I just read an article the other day. One of the huge things that we have in law enforcement is about 32-33% of the people who go to law enforcement are what we call legacy officers, officers whose fathers, brothers, sisters, mothers were in the field. Somebody recruited them into the field. And there was a recent survey done that basically revealed that over 70% of those officers are not recommending their children or kids to go into the field, and that's a sad day.
So how'd you get involved?
You know, actually, I was dating a girl whose father ran a juvenile prison.
All right.
And he kind of got me thinking when I was in college about what I wanted to do. I had a cousin who was in the field, never really thought about it. Started talking to him, then ended up reaching out to my cousin, did a ride-along, and onward we went.
The rest is history.
That is correct.
Chief Kenny Wenzel, thanks for coming in. Thanks for what you do for the community. Thanks to you and the men and women who work for the Springfield Police Department. They're a special group. On very rare occasions, I've had to have them involved, but they are absolutely professional, courteous, understanding. I couldn't have been any more pleased. So thank your folks, and I know they treat everybody that way. They really do.
No, thank you very much, Sam. Thanks for having me on.
Anytime, my friend. Thanks. Appreciate we'll take a break and be back. It's AM Springfield.
A fresh shipment of trucks has just arrived at the Bob Ridings Truck Farm in Taylorville. 2018 through 2020 program model Ford F-150s, XLT, Lariat, and King Ranch 4x4 Super Cabs.
You couldn't even grow them this cheap, but we can.
Less hassle, more travel. The Abraham Lincoln Capital Airport remains open for you. Your hometown airport is committed to providing a safe, clean, and healthy travel experience. Wave goodbye to all the hassle of long lines and pricey parking. Spend more time getting to the places you want to be. Parking is always free. Security lines are short, and customer service is a top priority. When you need to fly, fly from home. Less hassle, more travel. Fly local. Fly SPI.
Easy way out.
If you love barbecue and tasty butts drive you nuts, wiggle on over to Lil Willie's Smokehouse. Fresh smoked barbecue that you're gonna love. What's your pleasure? Brisket, pork, chicken? Lil Willie's got it. And all of the classic sides, like homemade mac and cheese and cornbread. Follow your nose to the smoke at Lil Willie's Smokehouse. Ask about Willie's Rewards, where you get points for eating barbecue. Lil Willie's Smokehouse at the corner of South Grand and MacArthur. Wiggle Central. Open 11 to 7 every day.
What does it mean to be a Lutheran High School Crusader? It means challenging your body, mind, and spirit to become the best you can be in a learning environment that's customized to your unique ambitions. It means becoming part of a family that nurtures your talents and is designed to help you discover your interests and your path. Lutheran High Crusaders team up in athletics, academics, and in service. Find out more about what it means to be a Crusader at Lutheran High School. Go to SPILUHI.org to find out how to become a Crusader.
Join the nursing team at Memorial, where your care makes a difference. If you're passionate about your patients, career, and community, see why Memorial means more. We offer competitive salaries, benefits, and a great team-oriented environment dedicated to seeing you thrive. Great health and great nursing careers start here. Visit jobs.choosememorial.org/community to see all Memorial Health System has to offer. Memorial is an equal opportunity employer.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Listen to Sports Talk every Saturday morning 10 till noon with Tim Schweitzer and Jim Rupert from title sponsor Andrew Harvey, your local country financial agent on Sports Radio 92.3 FM, 1450 AM and the Sports Radio 1450 mobile app.
27 past the hour, 75 degrees. We're looking at partly sunny, chance of some showers and thunderstorms, high of 85 today. Paulie tells me that rain that's in the Jacksonville area is going to bypass us. Is that right, Paul, the way it looks?
It's coming up out of the southwest, so it's not headed this way.
That'll work. It is AM Springfield. Nice to have you with us. Today is this portion is brought to you by the Springfield-Salmon County Growth Alliance. And we say good morning to Dr. Carmen Allen, tech professor at Lincoln Land Community College. Professor, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Sorry to talk on you there. Yeah, it's good to be with you today.
Thank you, ma'am. How does one get to be a tech professor? That is so far out of my realm of comfort. I have no idea.
You don't even know the half of it.
I am roadkill on the information highway. Go right ahead. How does one get to be that competent to be a tech professor?
Oh, come on, Sam. If you have a smartphone, you're probably already a little bit techie.
I don't.
Like I said.
Does a flip phone count?
it can, because even our flip phones are getting a little bit smarter.
No, but they are.
Yes. So all you really have to do is to start out is have a really basic passion for computing. And I'm not going to give you my age, but I had a TRS-80 Radio Shack. That's how I learned back in the day. And so you just have to love being involved in computing, and then you you go on and get a few degrees, and then you can become an instructor.
Dr. Allen, we like to find out a little about our guests, born and raised where, and how did one end up at Lincoln Land?
Oh, now you're getting all sentimental. I was born in Charleston, Illinois, where Eastern Illinois University
Absolutely.
Is located. And I went to Lakeland College in Mattoon. So I started out as a community college student. I transferred to Eastern, and then I landed my first job right here in town at Franklin Life Insurance Company as a coder.
Wow, that was a few days ago. Not just a few, maybe two or three years. I'm not trying to date you or so on or make you feel old or whatever.
I'm good. I'm growing with tech. The tech is always changing. You got to stay on top of it.
What was your first responsibility at Lincoln Land then? Was it involved deal with technology and tech, if you will?
Yes, actually, I started out teaching COBOL classes, which, by the way, are still in high demand, believe it or not. We still have computer programs that use this old traditional language called COBOL. And then I also taught several courses in the networking area, and I teach another course called systems analysis, which basically sounds fancy, but I basically evaluate computer systems and figure out how they run.
Professor, can you teach everybody to be competent in tech, or do you have to have some inherent potential?
You know, it just starts with a passion for computing. That's where it really starts. When I talk to students who come and see us, like, why do you want to be involved in computers? I love computers because they usually use them a lot, and they want to know how they work. It's like a person who wants to dissect a telephone or a piece of equipment and take it apart and put it back together. Those are really good candidates for this field because they're interested in how they actually work. And those are the folks we really love having come to us and learn about tech. But honestly, anyone, back to your question, really anyone could learn about technology if they're halfway interested in it. And there's so many different job opportunities for them that really they could go in any pathway.
Dr. Carmen Allen, tech professor at Lincoln Community College, is with us, part of the Springfield Sangamon Growth Alliance portion of the program. Cybersecurity, it is a catchphrase. It is incredibly popular. It is getting a lot of attention in the media and everywhere else. Tell me about cybersecurity, and what are the positions available for work for people who have a little ability in cybersecurity?
Well, I tell you, you know, it's been popular. Really, the driving force was 9/11, where we needed to understand a little bit more about how people thought about getting into computer systems and all of that. We have some interesting areas of technology and cyber specifically to get into. Now, these sound kind of fancy, so hang on.
Okay.
We've got data loss prevention, forensics, which I think a lot of people kind of understand. Incident response, network security, and check this one out, identity theft intelligence. So it sounds a lot like the police work that we were talking about earlier in the show today. You know, you have to be a good person who can diagnose problems and get in there and try and figure out where vulnerabilities are to data. Like, are you sharing your passwords with people or your social security number? That's not a good idea. Are you protecting what you own? Are you keeping your data safe? That's really the key.
Is it safe to say cybersecurity demand and jobs are going to be increasing in the next couple of years?
There is no doubt about that. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics has identified cyber jobs that they're expected to grow 31% through 2029. And this places this field among the fastest growing career fields nationally.
Dr. Allen, is it safe to say, tell me about the program. Is it, somebody said that you have a program where you can receive a certificate in 18 months. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting stuff because really what we're looking for are what we call our non-traditional students, meaning that they're not right out of high school. Maybe they've had some college credit that they've earned or a degree, maybe someone who's interested in technology, software, hardware coding. Maybe they've had some military experience, especially in cybersecurity. And if they come to us, they can take about 3 semesters worth of courses, and they finish out, check this, with 5 possible certifications that are nationally recognized. And so this is a really important thing because the certifications are nationally created and acknowledged by a really smart group of people, much smarter than myself, and they set agreed-upon standards, and then they know who they're hiring because they've taken the certification.
Dr. Allen, there are a few people out there saying, but I don't want to take English. I don't want to take history. I don't want to take math. All I want is to be in this program for 18 months. Is that possible?
It is possible. It is. They could technically come in and take the certification courses, and even the most basic courses can be taken without all of the other, we call those general education requirements, mm-hmm. math, the science, and things like that. These are core courses. For example, Introduction to Networks, Introduction to Ethics and IT Security. I'm just listing some of these courses.
Sure.
We do have one that's a little bit of coding, so Computer Science 1, which is Java 1. And then we had really advanced security classes, Ethical Hacking, Network Security Fundamentals. I mean, these are the courses and the titles that students will be taking.
Is this more appealing to younger people, or can someone like Paul Packelhoffer's age, near 70, would they benefit from something like this?
We welcome any student of any age, to be honest. What I'd recommend for a younger student in high school is that they maybe come to us and get that two-year degree in computer science and then bounce into the cybersecurity certificate. Now, if you're someone, like I said, in the field already, maybe you've had a little bit of college classes and you've already got some college credit. That helps you. Every class you take at a college can help you advance your career. And so we recommend as much of that as students can do before they take the cyber certificate, the better. It doesn't mean they couldn't just jump into it, but it's not what we would recommend.
Dr. Allen, students can begin this program this fall. Talk about registration. How can they do that, and when is the deadline for registration?
Yeah, super easy. Registration is open through August 21st. But let me tell you, these classes, they fill pretty quickly. So somebody needs to, if they're interested in doing this, they should go to our Lincolnland website, which is www.llcc.edu, and then /cyber-center, or they can just go to our website, llcc.edu, and type cyber in our little Google search box. Do you know about Google, Sam?
Excuse me?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, Sam, maybe have somebody help you there.
Tried to warn you.
Excuse me. Dr. Allen, yeah. Okay, go ahead. It's a long story, and I need help.
No,
I understand
it's okay,
that.
But Sam, you just type llcc.edu and type cyber in a little box.
That's what I'll do. All right. Can any of this be done online?
Oh, yeah, that is the really good news about this, is that all of our courses are offered online. And so we like to think that we accommodate not only students in our district, which is pretty big, by the way. We go as far south as Litchfield. We go over to Jacksonville, and we hit Beardstown. So we're pretty wide, but we also, through our online courses, can reach really anyone in Illinois or in our area. I mean, outside of Illinois, if we want. But we really try to accommodate our state workers, especially. We have partnerships with them through Upward Mobility. And this would be a perfect upward mobility opportunity for people working at the state. I know that the big agency there called DoIt is looking for qualified cyber engineers. And so I highly recommend, if you're listening to this radio right now, to go out to Lincolnland and come join us for our fall semester.
Dr. Carmen Allen, when you went back and you lived in Charleston, you went to Lakeland, then you went back to Charleston. Did you live on campus or did you live at home?
I got along with my parents, so I lived
good
at home, and
you.
I saved some money.
And look at all that money you saved. But did you spend too much of that? Did you spend too much of that money at Marty's?
Marty's. Oh my gosh, what a great place that was, named after Marty Patton.
The baseball pitcher Marty Patton was the king of Charleston. Absolutely.
Yeah, Charleston's a great city. It really is. They're doing really well too, given that we want to make sure our enrollments are staying stable. This is the perfect time for those of us that have been kind of cooped up with COVID to get out and get on campus and socialize. We're doing, you know, all of the protective measures we need to address COVID. We're opening up a lot more, so we're pretty excited about that. In fall, we're going to be face-to-face. So, and I have to mention one other thing, and
please,
that is that if you're really smart, you'll come to our college and take classes. It is the most affordable and best value for your money you're going to find. If you compare our tuition to any university in the state, you'll see that you'll save a whole bunch of money doing it.
As a product of a community, well, it wasn't really junior college, or community colleges when I went through, I thought it was the perfect bridge between high school and a four-year school. I would recommend it. I've got granddaughters. I hope they'll follow through what I'm saying. They probably won't because of the glamour of going to a four-year school. But there is certainly that bridge, and community colleges, junior colleges fill that gap dramatically and very efficiently. Dr. Carmen Allen, thanks for your time. Anytime you want to join us, give us a call, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate it. Have me back anytime, Sam. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
75 degrees now at 7:39. I'm Greg Hallbleib, Sports Radio 92.3 FM at 1450 AM News Update. Top story of the State Journal Register. A Sangamon County jail inmate has died in the emergency room of HHS St. John's Hospital. Sangamon County Coroner Jim Allman reported EMS took the inmate to the emergency room where hospital staff pronounced him dead after 9:30 Sunday morning. The inmate's identity is not being released until relatives are fully notified. A rural Nokomis man is in the Montgomery County Jail after allegedly driving a concrete mixer into a squad car and attempting to set his own home on fire, according to a Montgomery County Sheriff's Department release posted Saturday. Deputies on Thursday arrested 57-year-old Barry Spears on an initial charge of attempted first-degree murder. Spears allegedly drove the mixer into the squad car as the deputy was searching its trunk. The deputy moved out of the way and was not injured. Spears then allegedly entered the home and set it on fire. Bond for Spears was set at $300,000. The National Weather Service is investigating if a tornado may have touched down Saturday near Abraham Lincoln Capital Airport. The brief storm damaged trees and power lines in the Skyline Heights subdivision near J. David Jones Parkway. Meteorologists say that the system moved into Logan County, where it touched down briefly near Cornland. And state police report an 18-year-old man from Dallas is charged with unlawful restraint. Officers found him in Logan County with a 15-year-old girl reported missing. Police in Texas contacted Illinois State Police for help and found Williams and the girl near Lincoln. Simmons was taken to the Logan County Jail on the Texas warrant, carrying a bond of $200,000. Let's look now at the News Channel 20 Storm Team Forecast with meteorologist Brian Sherman.
Good Monday morning, everyone. The soggy pattern continues across central Illinois. We'll expect a little bit of sunshine as we head throughout our Monday, with chances of showers and thunderstorms as we head throughout the day as well. High temperatures heading for the middle 80s today, with a southwest wind at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight. Chances for showers and thunderstorms continuing. Overnight lows dropping into the low 70s. And we keep the showers and thunderstorms under the forecast Tuesday. High temperatures still holding into the mid 80s by Tuesday afternoon. Thunderstorms continue for Wednesday as well. We'll be on the watch out for heavy rain. High temperatures into the low 80s by Wednesday afternoon. I'm Storm Team Meteorologist Brian Sherman.
It's up to 75 degrees in Springfield. The weather brought to you by the Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce. Empower your business and become a member of the Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce. For more information about chamber membership, go to gscc.org.
Great car loans at competitive rates. Pre-approval, you don't have to wait to get the keys in your you like Heartland. Automatic payment you can use. Mechanical and gap protection too.
New auto loan rates as low as 1.99% APR.
We're like a bank, but only better, because you're a member. Bank like you own the place. Heartland Credit Union.
APR and 100% financing include tax, title, license available to qualified buyers.
Need a man cave? You got it. Pesky pests out, breeze in. You bet. Midwest Garage Door Company has the answer with the Lifestyle Garage Screen System, a fully retractable garage screen that works with your existing garage door and features a passage door. Make your garage a cool, sunlit, airy space. Lifestyle screens are affordable, easy to use, and fit most garages. Contact Midwest Garage Door Company at 625-4033 or at MidwestGarageDoor.com.
The fireworks have been popping off at Hyundai for months, and we're going to continue the celebration at White Oaks Mall through July the 10th. We have gathered up cars from the Quad Cities, Davenport, Iowa, back through Peoria, right here to Springfield to you at the indoor auto clearance event going on at White Oaks Mall. This is through July the 10th. 400 cars and trucks to choose from and 1.99% for 60 months. Don't miss this sale. It's the biggest indoor sale we've had in 2 years. Celebrate your independence through July the 10th with the 4th of July Indoor Auto Clearance Event going on indoors, Tropical 72, White Oaks Mall.
With approved credit.
Hey, you should move over. Red Right Return.
Right, Red Right Return.
No, just Red Right Return because you're...
No, I'm saying Red Right Return, but then right to agree.
Okay, but you're on the...
I should have said correct. I know it's Red Right Return, but...
You're on the left and it's Red Right Return. Red Right Return!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive has you covered as a leader in boat insurance. Get a quote today at progressive.com.
Oh, I was on the left. Right.
Please stop talking.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you're looking for work in which you earn a good living through meaningful work, consider a career with Spark. Spark is now hiring. At Spark, you'll channel your commitment and compassion for others. To those with developmental disabilities, you'll enjoy competitive pay and health and retirement benefits. If you're a dedicated worker who would enjoy celebrating the triumph of the human spirit every day, apply now to be part of the Spark team. Call 793-2100 or go to springfieldspark.org. SPFLDSpark.org to apply online.
Good morning. I'm Paul Packelhoffer with sports. Major League Baseball, the LA Dodgers whip the Chicago Cubs 7-1. The Cubs continue the road trip. They'll open a series against the Brewers tonight in Milwaukee. We'll have a broadcast at 6:35. The Pittsburgh Pirates drubbed the St. Louis Cardinals 7-2. Redbirds have dropped 6 of their last 7 games. In the American League, the Seattle Mariners got past the Chicago White Sox 3-2 in the completion of Saturday's suspended game. In the regularly scheduled contest, the White Sox outscored the Mariners 7-5. In Prospect League play, the Illinois Valley Pistol Shrimp blanked the Springfield Sliders 10-0. And Kyle Busch won the NASCAR Cup Series race in Long Pond, Pennsylvania, Pocono Raceway. Kyle Larson, Brad Keselowski, Kevin Harvick, and Bubba Wallace rounded out the top five. Sports brought to you by Griffiths Construction. Everything from windows and siding to roofing and doors, Griffiths Construction has you covered. Visit Griffiths.net or call 217-522-1431. Call today for a free, no-pressure estimate. When you call Griffiths, you get a Griffiths.
Here's another happy customer from Griffiths Construction.
Our house looks brand new, and we just love it. I wanted it to be the kind of house that when people went by it, they said, oh, that's a beautiful home.
When you call Griffiths, you get a Griffiths.
I didn't feel like it was high pressure at all. She laid out what it was. She gave me her honest opinion.
Everything from windows and siding to roofs and doors. Griffiths Construction, the place where your stresses could be left at the door. Go online at Griffiths.net today.
It's time to start making memories again, and you'll find your next adventure closer to home than you think. From winding hiking trails and Insta-worthy scenic views to invigorating water sports and family fun water parks, from relaxing wineries to museums that take you back in time, it's all just a roam away. Plan your next memories at justaroamaway.com. And coming soon, your chance to win a Roam Away from Home Family Fun Kit.
Cubs, here come the Cubs.
It's rapidly approaching the 27th annual Sports Radio 92.3 FM, 1450 AM Cubs bus trip to Wrigley Field. It's the Cardinals and Cubs at the friendly confines Friday, July 9th in a 1:20 first pitch. Less than 50 tickets remain. $150 per person includes your infield terrace reserve tickets and round trip on a deluxe Vandalia Bus Lines motor coach. Coolers allowed, cans and plastic bottles only. Tickets are on sale now. Just call 528-3033 any weekday 8 till 5 and charge by phone or stop by the Sports Radio Studios on South 4th Street. No limit on the number of tickets you can purchase. Complete details on sportsradio1450.com. Join us for the Cards and Cubs in the sunshine at Wrigley. Friday, July 9th. Get your tickets now. From Springfield Sports Voice for Cubs Baseball, Sports Radio 92.3 FM and 1450 AM.
It's the Brent Musburger Action Update. Weekdays at 8:30 on AM Springfield, then at 4:40 during the Press Box. On Sports Radio 92.3 FM and 1450 AM, Sports Radio 1450.com, and the Sports Radio 1450 mobile app.
So the one thing we talk about with the chief, I didn't ask, civil asset forfeiture.
No, we didn't have time, and it was going to be a pretty hard left turn in that conversation.
Yeah, he wanted to talk more about
the recruiting. At some point, we will. I know they were asking.
Understand that completely. The challenges that everybody in law enforcement having trying to find officers at the moment. At 12 before the hour, let's head out to the west side and say good morning to Mark Maslowski, Jim Heron Limited. Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well, Sam.
Weather can, I don't know, does impact weather, guys and gals come in and do a little more shopping when it's rainy, or does it make any impact one way or another?
You know, we always think if it's going to be a rainy day, we're going to be busy, but sometimes, you know, the beautiful days are the busy days, and sometimes rainy days are you know, very slow, so you never know. We always hope that a little weather like that will stop people from either, you know, playing golf, working in the yard, or whatnot, and make us busier, but we've had a busy week, so whatever it is, we continue to be very busy, and we're very thankful.
As we're working our way toward the 4th of July, is that sort of the midpoint of the summer season, if you will, or is he starting to tail off a little bit now as far as summer garments?
Well, as far as deliveries, we're not going to have too many more until probably until late August. But we still have a nice inventory. Store is very full. Business has been very steady. We're going to push forward this week, you know, regular price, and then next week we'll probably come out with some kind of sale.
Oh, good.
I'll let you know. Well, are we going to be on the radio next Monday, or are we off next Monday?
We're going to be off next Monday.
Okay. So we're probably going to start a sale starting July 5th, and we're going to be open.
All right. Maybe we can work something out, and you can maybe give us a call. I will let the salespeople take care of that, but I would like to talk to you about that because that sale is always significant. Now, before the selection is, you know, dwindled because of a sale, people still need to get in there the next week if they're looking for a specific garment. Is that right?
They do. You know, we still have a nice inventory as far as, you know, suits, sport coats, trousers, even sportswear. I mean, of course, there are some sizes. I mean, we don't have I did buy a few smalls this season and a few triple X's. You know, those are not plentiful. But anything else, we have a wide variety. You know, our custom box has been going strong. You know, plenty of swatches to choose from in that venue. But it's been a great deal. We're very, very thankful. The West Side location has been very, very good for us. And we're just going to push forward.
Collared short sleeve shirts. Ample supply. How popular are they? Obvious. I'm not talking Tommy Bahama. I'm talking maybe a little more of a dress shirt. Collared dress shirt, short sleeve. Popular or not really?
We have some of that stuff. Just a regular sport shirt, but in short sleeve mode. Absolutely. They are somewhat popular. We don't have as many of those as we do, you know, golf shirts and camp shirts and Tommy Bahama shirts, like you said. And I go, but there's a guy out there that wants that, and we actually have that for them.
Golf shirts are more than just for the golfer. Tell me about that. A lot of guys who don't golf love to wear the comfort of golf shirts.
Well, I try to buy some golf shirts that are more like in a print, so it doesn't look like a golf shirt necessarily, more like a sport shirt, so they can wear it to a cookout and or the golf course. So it turns it into more of a sport shirt. So we have plenty of those.
He is Mark Maslowski, Jim Heron Limited, out in the Gables. How can they find you, and what hours are you open, my friend?
They can give us a call at 217-753-8036. Next to Bun Gourmet, right in the Gables. Open during the week, 10 to 6, and on Saturdays, 10 to 4.
Thank you, buddy. Have a good day.
Thanks, Sam.
8 before the hour, a.m. Springfield. It is a Monday. People asking, what have I heard about the Drew Daybalt fundraiser when it comes to raising funds? I have been given a number, and I am free to tell you that number. We'll do that after this. Stay with us.
Luxury buyers, Bob Ridings has a Lincoln for you. 2019 and 2020 hybrid and sport utility models. MKC, MKZ, and Corsairs. Some with just 9,500 miles. 78 in our family of dealerships.
Online at BobRidings.com.
Oh gosh. Oh, ow. Oh, I can't.
That's just awful. I gotta go.
Tired of looking at that eyesore of a garage door? A new door from Springfield Overhead Doors by Hart will let you stand out from the pack. Plus, will increase the value of your home. Give them a call.
Call 787-2602. Springfield Overhead Doors by Hart.
Attention Springfield, the Lazy Boy Home Furnishings clearance outlet is now open. You can save up to 70% off all clearance sectional sofas, accent chairs, recliners, and leather furniture. You can save up to 70% off large area rugs, kitchen and dining furniture, tables, lamps, sleeping sofas, lift chairs, and wall art. The Springfield Lazy Boy Clearance Outlet is located at 3440 and 3460 West Wabash Avenue. We liquidate hundreds of items daily, so these clearance items won't last long. Hurry in today.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
It's the Great American Flag Giveaway. Win an American Flag kit for your home. Sponsored by Villa Senior Care in Sherman. Register online at sportsradio1450.com. Someone will win each Friday through July 2nd. It's the Great American Flag Giveaway. Sponsored by Villa Senior Care in Sherman.
Remember those who have served our country. Here at the Villas in Sherman, we've returned the service to hundreds of veterans throughout the years, helping those in a time of need. That's what our vets have done. That's what we do. Online at villaseniorcare.com.
If you need new steel for your project or business, you found it at Salvaggio Steel. Get steel, aluminum, and stainless steel at Salvaggio Steel. Get channel, angle, flat bar, round bar, tube, and plate steel. And Salvaggio Steel will cut it, bend it, burn it, or weld it. Your new steel store is Salvaggio Steel. Find them on Dorland Avenue just off North MacArthur Boulevard in Springfield. Your new steel store for any size project is Salvaggio Steel.
Cubs and Brewers, Pat and Ron have the call live from Milwaukee at 6:35 tonight. The Cubs play here on Sports Radio 92.3 FM and 1450 AM.
Before we mention the Drew Daboll fundraiser, should mention Dan Dondenville had a Celebration of Life memorial service on Saturday morning at 10:30 at Little Flower. People who were there tell me estimate easily 1,000 people. 1,000 people at Mass for the religious service. And then they had, I think, a little celebration out at the house or the home, the homestead, if you will, later on in the day. But for 10:30 Mass, Little Flower, in memory of Dan Dondenville, over 1,000 people. That is an incredible, incredible, beautiful tribute to Mr. Dondenville and to his family. It really is. Four before the hour. If you have a fundraiser, I'm not so sure you are obligated to ever talk about the amount of money raised. I know that most people don't tell you how much was raised if they're having a fundraiser for something. To say that the Daboll team is a little different when they come to things, you know, here we talked about the day of the fundraiser, the guy who the fundraiser is for out there busting his tail, working his tail off, you know, helping with setting everything up, and that's Drew Daboll. From what I and this is reliable, folks, it is now, and it's still coming. They are still tabulating. They are still coming in. It is now over $150,000 that was raised in one day for Drew Daboll. That is absolutely beautiful. Over $150,000 plus with the donation still coming in. So what a beautiful gesture. Everybody involved, not only in the planning, but those people who responded. That is an incredible figure of over $150,000 raised last Saturday for Drew Daboll in his battle against cancer. Greg Hallbleib, you went to Quincy to watch a baseball game.
The more, Quincy Gems.
More importantly, you have a little place that Mark Kelly has never told us about in Quincy you like to eat at. What's
we'll have
that?
To check with Double X when we talk to him.
He's
on
holding
Wednesday,
out on us.
Yeah. You know, I found it's a long story, which I won't go into on how I found the place, but Riverside Barbecue.
Riverside Barbecue, south right edge, downtown?
Yeah, south edge of downtown. It's on the southbound on that road that takes you along the river to get out of Quincy.
Yes. Back or toward Table Rock or whatever that.
I can't remember the name of the road. Doesn't matter. You go through Marblehead.
Yeah, Marblehead. That's what I was thinking
about. And it's right there at the South Edge downtown, right in front of the Microtel Hotel.
Riverside Barbecue.
Riverside Barbecue. Very reasonable and very good.
That's not too far from Kelly's place because Kelly's place is only about 3 or 4 blocks off of the river.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It is right almost across the street from that Salvation Army, which is a mega center for athletic events, the facility they built there. I think that was isn't that some McDonald's money involved in that or something?
That I don't know. It's very close to that.
Yeah. Okay. Then Kelly was right there. So Riverside Barbecue.
Yes.
Well, he probably owns it. Just don't want to talk about it because you figure he'll have to bring us some free barbecue.
Really enjoyed their sauce.
They're
really tasty sauce. I love their sausage. I got their Saturdays usually have like a trio platter because it's the second time I've been there.
You know, when I go to, this is the goofiest thing. When I'm in Quincy, that doggone Maid Right just calls my name.
Oh, I know, but we have this. You know what? I visited our Maid Right last week.
I've never.
For the first time in a while.
Okay. But the one in Quincy, I love the Maid Right. I really do. It's a great sandwich.
We're going to see.
The one here and so on.
All this material is going to go on the Spring Food Report.
We didn't even ask Paulie if he ate any plate. I'll do that in the next half hour. It's AM Springfield, 8 o'clock on a Monday. It's 75 degrees. Stay with us.
Live from the Green Audi Studio, this is AM Springfield on Springfield Sports Voice, Sports Radio 92.3 FM, 1450 AM, WFMB Springfield, and
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.